Good morning. You're listening on Blue Ridge Public Radio, BPR News and Classic, 10 minutes until 8 o'clock. I'm Helen Chickering. Well, in an effort to address the homeless crisis in North Carolina, some local governments, including the city of Asheville, formed public-private partnerships to repurpose old hotels into supportive housing. But in the end, they were left with broken promises. A joint investigation by BPR, WFDD, and CityView reveals how out-of-state entities traverse North Carolina, making deals with cities that ultimately failed. BPR News Director Laura Lee hosted a conversation with the three reporters who've been working on that story.
In late 2021, a California developer and a nonprofit CEO came to the Tar Heel State with promises of a solution.
We will be done in less than half the time that it takes, probably for half as much money.
To change the housing finance business, to turn it on its head, President Obama called Step Up a star.
We know what to do, and we know how to do it.
That's some voices telling local officials that they could build permanent supportive housing. Unfortunately for North Carolina's homeless population, those plans to create housing in Asheville, Fayetteville, Winston-Salem, Greensboro, and Wake County did not come to fruition. And the developer and the nonprofit now face a claim for more than $114 million in California. The failures here in North Carolina are the subject of a new collaborative series out this week between BPR, WFDD, and CityView. And joining me to talk about it now is WFDD reporter April Leslie. Welcome, April.
Thanks for having me.
And also with us from Fayetteville is Lexi Solomon. Lexi's the government accountability reporter with CityView. Hi, Lexi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And we have BPR's Laura Hackett here with us as well. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
So, Laura, let's start back in late 2021. Tell us what was happening in Asheville.
Asheville is trying to figure out a solution to its homelessness problem. And they got linked up with two organizations from California, Step Up and Shangri-La, who pitched a solution that they could purchase a site that the city of Asheville was originally planning to buy and convert it into a permanent supportive housing site that would house around 100 people. Step Up asked the city of Asheville to allocate $1.5 million in federal funds to pay for some of the supportive services at the property once it got up and running. So various case management and other social services for the folks living there.
We're going to come back to Asheville in a second, but I do want to jump to California. This is where Step Up and Shangri-La both claim to have a long track record of success, that they've done these kinds of housing projects in other communities. But earlier this year, we found out a whole different version of that story. What happened?
They were actually involved in a $114 million lawsuit from the state of California for not delivering on several of those state-funded projects.
April, let's jump back to North Carolina. So Shangri-La and Step Up have convinced Asheville. Now their next move brings them to the Triad. Tell us what happened there in late 2022.
Yeah, it's a similar story. So Step Up officials met with Winston-Salem city officials and convinced them. You know, they marketed this project as something that could reduce the city's homelessness population by up to a third. By October of that year, you had a city housing staffer selling the city council on this, saying that, you know, this organization had done great work in California and also that they were in conversations with several North Carolina peer cities. And actually in that same council meeting, Marla Newman, a city staffer, she told council that these entities had been personally recognized and endorsed by former President Clinton and even Kobe Bryant.
So they have a track record. They have a good reputation for what they have done.
Seemed to do the trick. The city went ahead and committed to this project, even though at that point, details about what site they were going to use for this project and other like logistical issues hadn't been sorted.
And it sounds like the decision there happened pretty quickly. What kind of money are we talking about?
It was $2.2 million, and that was supposed to pay for the support services at the site.
So we have $1.5 million in Asheville allocated and $2.2 million now in Winston-Salem. That money all came from federal funds, post-pandemic money. April, they also went down the road to Greensboro, right? What happened there?
Yeah, so Greensboro was a little bit different because at the time that they were approached by Step Up, they already had this other permanent supportive housing project kind of in the works. They'd worked with a different nonprofit organization. They helped them purchase a site, the Regency Inn. But what happened was they weren't able to secure further financing for that project. So when Step Up came in and said, hey, we can provide our own financing for this, that seemed really attractive to Greensboro. Greensboro agreed to transfer that Regency Insight to Step Up and let them take it from there.
And so now the partners head east to Fayetteville. Lexi, tell us what happened there.
So in February of 2023, Fayetteville Mayor Mitch Colvin goes to a statewide mayoral summit, and he meets a regional vice president from Step Up at that summit. He passes on that contact information to city staffers, and over the next couple of months, they discuss the possibility of a project here in Fayetteville. In August of 2023, Todd Lipka with Step Up comes to a Fayetteville City Council work session. He talks about this 137-room conversion project they want to do at the Night Inn, a local motel that was in need of repairs. And he sells the city council on this vision, and the city council agrees to set aside up to $5.4 million in ARPA funds for the project.
And when he was presenting that, he talked about some of these other places in North Carolina.
Yes, he does.
Let's listen.
Step Up has a major commitment here in the state, and we're doing similar projects in Asheville, in Greensboro, in Raleigh, and in Winston-Salem. And in fact, the furthest project is 115-unit motel conversion. We're under construction in Asheville, and that will be opening probably at the first of the year.
And that was CEO of Step Up, Todd Lipka, speaking to the Fayetteville Council. Lexi, at that meeting, you also found a very interesting brochure that Step Up had used to show Fayetteville leaders what would be possible. What was in that brochure?
So the brochure had some before and after shots of various projects that Step Up had been involved in. And one of those before and after shots was the Asheville project. But if you look closely, that after image is actually just a rendering of what should have happened in Asheville.
Wow. So we have four places in North Carolina committed to trying to create this permanent supportive housing. And then we also have an announcement, Laura, from Wake County. What was that about?
So in fall of 2023, Step Up was on a global stage to talk about their partnership in Wake County, North Carolina. Similar to the pledges that we've talked about before, they had a proposal that they would create a 100 plus unit of permanent supportive housing in Wake County as well.
So Laura, at this point, there's five North Carolina locations lined up with promises of supportive housing. Unfortunately, though, it turns out to be a house of cards, and that house starts to fall with Asheville. Tell us what went wrong.
You know, they had a groundbreaking at the end of 2022, and there was golden shovels, whole ceremony. But after that point, nothing really happened. The project was never finished. Shangri-La, the developer on the project, kept telling the city that they were just delayed. So our reporting indicated that actually in January of this year that the building was foreclosed upon. And so at that point, Asheville pulled out of the project.
So April, Todd Lipka, the Step Up CEO, came back to Greensboro and actually asked for more money. Is that right?
Yes. So after that lawsuit became public knowledge in January, he came back and he asked for an additional $1.5 million to complete the project. He said that was because there were unanticipated issues at the site, but that ask was met with pushback by city officials. Then about a month later, they came back and they pitched an expansion of the project, saying to make it financially viable, they needed to make it a larger mixed-use development instead of just permanent supportive housing. That also got some pushback. Council members, including Sharon Hightower, were pretty skeptical.
It just seems like we've been sold on a promise and it's not being delivered.
Greensboro eventually backed out in April, and that was after the interim city manager wrote this email saying that Step Up had declined to agree to performance-based clawbacks in exchange for more money for the project. And Greensboro just didn't want to abide by those terms.
And by that point, Winston-Salem had also decided to get out of their relationship with Step Up.
Yes. So Winston pulled out in January, and that was just shortly after that lawsuit became known. And they said this was because Step Up at that point still hadn't purchased a site or selected a developer to rehab it.
We should also mention that Wake County had backed out around this time. And Lexi, when did Fayetteville finally pull the plug?
After months of kind of a back and forth with Step Up and Shangri-La staffers and city staffers, it becomes clear that they're not going to be able to move forward with this Night Inn site. So I'm told that in November of 2023, that's when the city officially decides, you know, this is not going to work out. This clearly is not moving forward.
So all told, we have about $12 million in different government funds allocated but not spent. But that wasn't the only cost, Laura. Tell us about some of the other costs that we can see from this investigation.
One of the most kind of devastating impacts of these projects not coming to fruition is the cost of almost 600 units that would have housed, you know, homeless people in the state of North Carolina that just never happened. There's also just the time of staff who have been involved in putting these projects together.
April, what would you say is a big takeaway from this investigation?
Surprised me the most was the lack of an RFP process. I had assumed that, you know, with investments this large, that the city would be required to go through a formal vetting process. And that just wasn't the case. It was just surprising to me how much of city business is done really via word of mouth.
Lexi, what was your big takeaway?
This investigation has shown the power of peer influence among government officials in North Carolina. This all started for Fayetteville with our mayor meeting a Step Up staffer at a summit and hearing from Step Up and Chamber of Law officials about the successes of their projects in other areas and in Asheville when it never actually panned out.
A lot of interesting takeaways from a very extensive investigation by BPR, WFDD, and CityView. Thank you so much for being here.
And that was BPR's news director speaking with reporters BPR's Laura Hackett, WFDD's April Leslie, and CityView's Lexi Solomon talking about their new investigative series, Sold on a Promise. You can read both parts at our website, bpr.org.